I'm going to mute the background noise for a little bit while I do a bit of a, I usually start the call off with a little bit of a presentation before we open up the lines to questions and comments. So I'll mute the background noise so you don't need to worry if you're driving through a drive-thru to get coffee, of course. You don't need to worry about that background noise. So let me mute you. Here we go. There we are. Good morning, everybody. This is Trina Gray calling in from Bay Athletic Club in Alpena, Michigan, and it is Friday, April 1st. So excited for our Fast Track call today. For those of you who are new to the Fast Track, of which we have a lot of new people right now, the Fast Track is a way for you to mastermind with other health and fitness professionals around the country, to get some laser coaching from me, to get laser coaching from each other, to be connected in what you're doing, to get accountability from each other, to get ideas. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. So when you are able to dial in on the calls or listen in later, when you're able to use that Google email group to start shooting out questions, when you respond to other people's questions, when you read the newsletter, when you contribute to the newsletter, there's so many ways to feel like you're part of something bigger than just yourself, which is the first thing I wanted to talk about today. I find that the trainers, fitness professionals, health club owners, and now physical therapists who we're working with who are most successful are those who are willing to be connected to other people. I know we can kind of put our head down and just work tirelessly by ourselves and our team in the communities where we live, but truly I think that we do better when we've got support of other motivated, ambitious, just smart people. And we can't always create that in our own business. We can't always create that in our own community. Sometimes we have to look outside of where we work to network with other people who can help us. So that's why I created this Fast Track about a year ago. And it's meant to be for people who purchase the Corporate Fit Challenge system, either at one of my conferences, at a seminar, on the website, and then they stay connected through this Fast Track group. So I want to welcome the new people on the line, either listening live or listening to the recording later. I recently did a presentation at IHRSA, International Health Racket and Sports Association, at their 30th annual convention in San Francisco. And then I flew right from there to New Orleans and did a half-day seminar for the Physical Therapy Physicians Network in Baton Rouge. And between those two different events, we added a lot of new people to our Fast Track network wanting to do the Corporate Fit Challenge. So some people listening haven't started yet. They're just getting their feet wet on what this is all about, and they'll do some individual coaching with me during the month of April. Some people have been doing the Corporate Fit Challenge for a year or more. So of all levels to get involved, the earlier you get involved and the earlier you start networking with others, the faster you're going to be able to get started. All right, so that's what the Fast Track is. That's my welcome to the new people. And what I've been doing for, I'd say, at least the past 6 months is at the beginning of the call, I normally offer some kind of business coaching on something not specific to the Corporate Fit Challenge, but about business in general, either a book I've read, a seminar I've been to, a conference call I've participated in or listened to that's just about business in general. And I like to bring that business perspective in when I'm talking to you, because we can't just talk about corporate fitness and delivering workouts and creating food plans. We actually also have to be focused on how our businesses operate. So the notes that I want to share, my thoughts I want to share today, are from a keynote speaker I attended in San Francisco. His name is Daniel Pink. He had been a former speechwriter for Vice President Al Gore. He went on to become a New York Times best-selling author. His book is called Drive, and the purpose behind the book is the science of motivation. I found this to be very fascinating and very relevant to those of you on the phone listening. You either have people who work for you or with you, or you're eventually going to grow enough that you want to hire other people. Eventually, you're going to want to grow enough to want to hire other people to work for you or with you. So I wanted to share some thoughts from Daniel Pink on what motivates people when they are working for you or with you. Again, this is not specific just to the Corporate Fit Challenge, but just some good business advice that I learned recently that I wanted to share. Daniel Pink said to us, listen, money, of course, is a motivator. So for people helping you out with your corporate fit challenges or for the staff you already have on board at your clinic or at your studio, of course, money is a motivator. However, big however here, if you just pay people enough or just more than enough, you can actually take money off the table. And in their daily thoughts about work, they're not focused on money or bonuses or commissions. If you pay people enough or actually more than enough, you'll take the thought and the motivation of money off the table. And he shared a ton of different studies with us showing us how people who are commission-based versus people who just have a decent salary that they feel good about and the levels of performance. And you would think the levels of performance for a salesperson would be higher if it's commission-based. But study after study showed that it wasn't, that if you just pay people enough or more than enough of what they're worth, you can take money off the table. So then what does motivate people? And I find this really, really relevant to those of us who own and run businesses. What does motivate people, the top three things, are autonomy. People want to have employees, contractors, people working with you want to be able to have autonomy over their time when they come and go. They want autonomy over their tasks. They want autonomy over the team of people they work with. They want autonomy over the techniques that they use in their job. And those are the four big things they want autonomy over. Now, I know we've got people on the line right now who are physical therapists who own their own clinics, and you're thinking, well, a lot of those things can't happen where I work. They have to be here at a certain time to see a patient. They have to treat the patient a certain way. Or those of you who run health clubs or studios where you feel like, well, my staff doesn't really have that autonomy. This is the beauty of why the Corporate Fit Challenge can be a great addition to what you're doing, because a program like this gives people autonomy over their skills, over their time, over this program. It's a great way to give that hourly employee a sense of belonging to something greater than what they're currently belonging to. And it gives that person a feeling of control, that you'll give them general guidelines as to how you want someone to be coached, when you want those appointments to happen. But after that, they really get to take the ball and run with it. And when I speak to trainers and physical therapists doing the program, they all say the same thing, that they just feel this sense of freedom in the program, that they're given a team of maybe five or six people that they're in charge of, and over the next 6 weeks, they're in charge of helping them succeed. They meet with them a few times, they do some email coaching back and forth, but it's not so structured that people feel like it's part of the daily grind. So when I was at this presentation in San Francisco listening to Daniel Pink talk about the science of motivation, I'm always trying to tie things into what we're doing in our day-to-day business. And I found that this is one area of my business, the Corporate Fit Challenge, that I can give my team autonomy over, and they love it. The second thing that he says motivates people, if you pay them enough to take money off the table, the second thing that motivates people is mastery, meaning letting people become really amazing at a skill set. Letting people become really amazing in a certain skill set. Letting them master something that they feel really valuable in. Again, another reason why this program really, really works for your team. I already know that it works for companies. You've heard me talk about it. You've participated in these. You run these yourself, many of you. I already know it works for companies, but sometimes we have to take a step back and make sure that this is a good fit for our team, the people we're working with. And this is another reason why it is, because people become masters of life coaching, something that most people didn't get into health and fitness to be involved in. But that's where the industry is evolving to. Healthcare is too expensive. People live sedentary, unhealthy lives. And we can treat, or eventually we can, as a group, we can move more toward prevention and helping coach people to better living. It feels incredibly, incredibly successful when you are able to help, when you're able to coach a group of people over the course of 6 weeks, and you can see the immediate results of what you've done. That's called mastering a skill, mastering a trade. So the people you'll be working with on your team in the Corporate Fit Challenge will have that sense of total accomplishment. All right. So those of you dialing in right now, what we're talking about is the science of motivation. What motivates people to work hard and to be successful in life? And this is not just related to the Corporate Fit Challenge, but about business in general. So if you pay people enough to take money off the table, what they care about is autonomy over what they're doing and when they do it. They care about mastering a skill set. And the third one is they care about purpose. So amen for the Corporate Fit Challenge on this one. People care about purpose. They want to feel like they are doing something that is meaningful, useful, and impactful in the community. I have a great testimonial from a gentleman I met last week in Baton Rouge at the end of my Corporate Fit Challenge seminar. He was standing out in the hallway. He's been a physical therapist for 30-plus years, works at a clinic that he co-directs. And I said to him afterwards, so why are you interested in getting involved in corporate fitness? And he got tears in his eyes. And he said, you know, this was just what I was looking for. I want to make more of an impact in my community. I am ready to be more involved in a meaningful way. And this just happened to land on my lap at the right time. It is amazing. For those of you currently actively carrying out the Corporate Fit Challenge, and there's tons of you doing it, and have been featuring you in the newsletters and posting about you on Facebook, so I'm so proud of what you're accomplishing. You must see that in your team and in your staff's eyes, that they feel like this sense of accomplishment, this sense of purpose. They feel like they're part of something greater than just themselves. I love talking to people who get involved in this Corporate Fit Challenge and let them know they're not. This isn't just a program. You're not just buying a product. You are a part of a movement, a national, international movement. If you saw the newsletter this morning, which if you haven't had a chance to read it yet and it's been a busy morning, please take the time at lunch or tonight, print it out and take it home with you to read it. I think you'll be just amazed at how this has become a national movement. When I was speaking on this in San Francisco last week, I had the wellness director for Mayo Clinics in Minneapolis, Minnesota, one of the world-renowned, top world-class medical facilities. The wellness director for Mayo Clinic came up to me after the presentation and said, you know what? This was such a fresh, bold approach to wellness. It is so refreshing to hear people talking about life coaching and helping people make better choices in everyday living and making it fun and creating teams, versus just the same old lecturing about obesity and diabetes and heart disease and things that people truly just start to tune out, right? It's shocking. It is shocking to me sometimes to think about the health risks that people walk around with on a daily basis, really without even a care. Or if they do care about it, you don't see it, you don't feel it. You get involved in this program and you are able in 6 weeks' time to get people to look inward, to get them to look at the habits that they've created and make changes. And the power behind this truly is on having people around them walking the same walk at the same time, getting the entire workplace focused on simple changes, drinking more water, packing lunches, getting some workouts in. The power of a group is truly amazing. So I want you to be able to know that you're part of something bigger than just you. You're part of a national movement. We've got people all over the United States, Mexico, Canada, and in Europe, Singapore, everywhere doing this program. That's a great thing to be able to share with your teams, to be able to tell people who you want to work on this with you, hey, this is a part of a large mission. And I think that if you let them know that there are those key components, that as a Corporate Fit Challenge coach, they will have autonomy over what they do. One of the physical therapists I talked to recently said that the reason why he loves the Corporate Fit Challenge the most is it's the one part of his day where he doesn't have to stay and fill out a ton of paperwork, where he just gets to meet with people and have fun, and it's for a purpose. And that's something to think about. So people have autonomy over how they carry out this challenge over the 6 weeks with some guidelines, but some autonomy in how they coach people. They get to master this idea of life coaching people, and they feel like they have a sense of purpose. All right, so those are just some comments that I wanted to share from, again, author Daniel Pink, P-I-N-K. His book was Drive. I heard him speak in San Francisco, and I related much of what he shared with how we carry out the Corporate Fit Challenge. All right, so the second part of my comments today The theme was keep or is keep it simple. Keep it simple. So here's what I mean by that. I have worked with hundreds of fitness and health professionals on getting the Corporate Fit Challenge started. Many people hit roadblocks. Here's why. It's the very simple concept of paralysis by analysis, by feeling like you have to have it down perfectly before you can start. And I'm certainly not one to advocate putting out subpar work or putting yourself out there before you're not ready. But the problem is most people never put themselves out there. They never get a chance to make an impact because they look at the details over and over and over and rethink it. At the end of the day, you only move forward by moving forward. When I mean keep it simple in the Corporate Fit Challenge, I mean remember the basic building blocks of the challenge. It's truly getting yourself in the door to a business. How do you do that? You work with an inside contact, someone who's already a raving fan of you or your business. Someone that you've rehabbed, back to better health, somebody that's been in your boot camp, somebody who's a personal training client. It can be a friend, a family member, a neighbor. We don't discriminate. Anybody that you know who works someplace that likes you and is willing to help you out is someone you want to work with. Again, Corporate Fit Challenge does not need to get started with a formal presentation to HR. We talk about this a lot, but it really takes absorbing it and saying, okay, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to contact my top 10 clients and say I'm wanting to get a CFC off the ground in April. Can I come in and talk to your group? Can I come into the break room? Can I stop in at lunch? Can I drop off some gift bags with some applications and share a presentation? All right, the presentation, I've spoken on it so much at this point. There's been lots and lots of conference calls on how to do a presentation. The new CFC kit that many of you have and the new DVD that I sent out to many of you in the Fast Track has a sample presentation on it. I sat down in the juice bar of my health club and I just put the camera in front of me and I just filmed me giving a presentation. I also shared a presentation of me live at a manufacturing company in town. And oh yes, you have to watch it if you haven't because there's like this big bucket catching raindrops right in front of me in this like dingy room with folding chairs. I love showing that kind of stuff because that's what corporate fitness really is. A lot of people do work in manufacturing, work in non-exciting environments, and you get to bring the excitement to them. All right, so it's getting in the door. It's giving a basic presentation. It's appealing to their emotions. We talk about this a lot. I coach this a lot with individual people, but it never hurts to hear it again. Appeal to their emotions. People aren't going to sign up for your challenge because it's the exact right price for them or that it's the perfect time of year. They're not. Most likely it's not the perfect time of year because everyone's going to find an excuse why it's not. Oh, they're traveling, their kids are sick, their kids are in soccer, their kids are in basketball, they're taking care of a parent. Now, these are all real issues in their life, but they will always find these issues. People don't sign up because it's the perfect time of year. People don't sign up because you have it priced perfectly. So stop sweating what you're going to price it at. Most people price this six-week challenge at $149 or $179 per person for 6 weeks. Come up with a price that works for you, that works for your business, that you're comfortable with, and just put it out there. In the presentation, the basic things to appeal to their emotion. Ask them about their relationships. Are you fulfilled in your relationships right now? Do you find yourself feeling stressed at home? Do you take that out on your family? Are you frustrated with your own health and fitness? Are you frustrated with how you feel in your clothes? Are you frustrated when you go to the doctor and you have to get on a scale? Are you sick of the medication that you're taking? Hey, guess what? I can help. There's this program that will help you live better, live happier, starting in 6 weeks' time. Do you know you can make more advancements in your health in 6 weeks than potentially you have in the past 6 months or 6 years? You must say that to them. They must hear that. That's what people are signing up for. They're signing up because you're painting the picture for something better. even if they don't have the money for it, even if it's not the right time of year, they will pay for it. They will sign up for it if you paint the picture correctly. Now, the words that you choose have to be the words that are authentically true to you. What sounds like something that you would say to someone in your own life that you're worried about? Have that conversation in front of a large group. Envision you talking to that sister, spouse, mother, parent, child in your own life that you're worried about. Have that conversation in front of the group. The idea of getting in the door, doing the presentation, keep it simple. You don't have to wow them with all of the details of the program. They're not going to sign up for the details. They're going to sign up because they believe in you and they think you believe in them. Then in terms of what you deliver in the program, again, keep it simple. Look at your business model. What are you best at? I do believe that the Corporate Fit Challenge needs some basic coaching. You do need to meet with people either one-on-one or in a small group and ask them about their life. Ask them about their daily schedule. It's in these very simple conversations that you'll help them find answers. If you're meeting with people that we find in coaching, most common things that you can help correct in coaching or redirect, people who skip breakfast, people who don't make time to pack lunch, people who don't exercise, and you can help them carve out that 20 minutes, 30 minutes, a few days a week to do something. So the coaching is critical, but again, the way you coach is what works for you and your business model. I've heard Jennifer come back on the line, and I'm thinking about a conversation I had with her recently, that she wanted to coach people, but she wasn't sure she should coach them individually or as a group. I think it was Jennifer I was talking to. She was working with some friends and their friends in a challenge. I think she decided to coach them more in small groups. I know my friend Amy Sorensen in North Carolina coaches people in groups. You can coach them one-on-one depending on what kind of time and staffing assistance you have. So don't worry about how that coaching gets done. Just know that you need to do a few coaching appointments. Don't worry about how you're going to pay people to do those for you. Come up with a flat rate. If you charge $150 per participant to do this, split it with somebody. Give them $75 to coach somebody for you for 6 weeks. Is that less than maybe what they're making per hour right now? Yes, but you're giving them the chance, again, to be autonomous, to really master something, to be impactful, to offer some, to feel like they're creating something amazing in the community. You're also, for trainers that you're working with, giving them a very warm lead for a long-term personal training client. All right, so it's not necessarily the money that your team is going to be looking for. Offer them something fair. Offer to split the fee with them 50-50. All right, the other parts of the program are really simple, so don't make it more complicated. There's a food plan. If you don't have time to mess around with it, you don't need to. I hand that out. That food plan that's in the kit will work. Now, if you have a certificate or a background in nutrition and you want to amp that up a little bit, by all means you can, but don't let that prevent you from starting. You have a food plan in there that works. It's worked for 80 businesses here in Alpena with some tweaking along the way. It's basic, clean eating. You're not giving out calorie ranges or percentages of protein, fat, and carbs. You're simply saying to people, if you eat less junk and more whole foods, you'll feel better, look better. Simple. Okay, so keep the food plan simple. They get a journal, simple tool. Have people write down what they're eating, if they're drinking water, and if they're exercising. I include a sample journal in your kit. There's also the journal on your CD-ROM for you to simply print out. If you don't want to go through all that, give everybody a notebook and say, here's your journal. I want you to journal every day what you're eating and drinking, and journal your exercise. All right, the exercise prescription part of it. I really want to touch base on this today because, again, I want you to encourage to keep it simple. For the trainers on the line, this does not have to be your most creative program design. This doesn't need to be the best workout that you can create for one of your training clients. Because remember, this isn't a training client. This is a Corporate Fit Challenge participant, and you're just trying to get them to move more. So when I was doing the seminar recently in Baton Rouge, I had one of my trainers, who's also a physical therapist, Tracy, with me. And I had her just demonstrate for the group 10 basic movements, some core, some upper body, some lower body, some cardio, no equipment needed. And I had her show this group how with 10 basic movements, you could put together an entire workout for somebody. You can change the reps, you can change the order, you can change the rest time. right? To make it more intense, less intense, etc. All right, I know that we've got people on the line who are all-stars in program design, who could whip out 50 new workouts today if they needed to. But keep in mind, you can save some of those skills for after the challenge when you keep them on as training clients. Or you can show some of those skills during that group workout. But in terms of an exercise prescription for your person, simply start off by giving them some homework. A body weight hover, a plank, some squats, some lunges, marching in place, jogging in place, taking a fast walk, jump roping. Simple, simple things that will take people, that'll move people forward. Again, a lot of the people you're working with don't exercise on a regular basis right now or have been doing the same thing forever. So anything you do to change it up is better than nothing. Keep it simple. The last part of the program is obviously the group workout. I talked to one of the trainers who's doing this down in the Detroit area of Michigan, and he said, you know what, our group workouts are so fun. We just set up a circuit in a school gym, put on some fun music, and it doesn't really matter what we do. They just leave happier. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We do a group workout every single Sunday night at Bay Athletic Club at 5 o'clock, every Sunday night. Any business in the community involved in the Corporate Fit Challenge shows up at it. Levels of and ages and weight of all levels. Sometimes I look around and I think, how are we going to work with all these people at one time? There's a woman who's 80 pounds overweight who hasn't exercised her whole life, and here's somebody at my husband's office who is a half marathon runner. How are these people both going to get a workout in? And the bottom line is that they are there to interact with other people, to have fun, to get their week off to a good start, and it's not about delivering the perfect workout. And I know sometimes for fitness professionals especially, that can be hard to absorb, that we are so programmed on program design and on using the latest and the greatest, kettlebells, BOSUs, TRXs, and we love that stuff. But at the end of the day, that stuff doesn't matter if you don't leave people feeling great and if they don't leave feeling accomplished. And it can be simple. A circuit can be really simple. It can be stations set up around a school gym, around your facility, outside in a parking lot. It can be just basic body weight movements, stations, and you send people around those stations. I was talking to a trainer out east recently, and she was asking me about what kind of stations we do and how long they're there. And it dawned on me that people have some question about these group workouts. And at the end of the day, do what you do best. Do what your staff does best. And don't make it complicated. We let people divide up into levels, so we'll let people choose a very beginner, intermediate, or advanced level circuit, and we just put them into groups based on that. So when they go through the stations, we change up the stations based on their level. It would be either a basic squat, or it would be a jump squat, based on their level, right? Okay, so the challenge can be simple. It can fit your business. If you're an individual trainer, if you work at a huge gym, if you own a physical therapy clinic, it can fit your business if you want it to. Pull out the areas of your business that you're good at. Pull out the team who are good people, and get them involved in this. You've got to just ready, fire, aim, and we talk about that all the time. So speaking of ready, fire, aim, I want to make sure I give some shout-outs on the phone today. If you haven't read your newsletter yet, oh my gosh, I'm going to give it one more plug. It's one of our best newsletters ever. We featured Tipton Lakes Athletic Club. That's Ian McGriff and his membership director, John Hayden. They have some of the best-looking pictures and results I've ever seen in a CFC. We are going to up our game here at Bay Athletic Club because their pictures are 10 times better than ours, and we've been doing this for 3 years. So I love networking with other fitness and health professionals because everybody makes us up our own game. So Ian's results with his radio station in Indiana was amazing. And then Doug Krieger in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just finished off a huge Corporate Fit Challenge with a family-owned manufacturing business. He put together a great five-minute video of them doing their workouts. I know some people have already watched it because I've seen some Facebook posts this morning. Look at his video. See how simple it is. These are just people standing around in a training studio just doing basic squats and shoulder presses. They're laughing. They're high-fiving. He's got some group workouts outside. I love that there's still snow on the ground in this video. It's awesome. And at the end of the day, people were super happy and great, gave great testimonials. Doug was a guest speaker on my last conference call last month and talked to you guys about how he has 80 participants total in his corporate challenges in Wisconsin, and he's only been doing this for a little bit more than a month. That's called Ready, Fire, Aim. Just get yourself out there. And then we also had Gene Sherman in Georgia submit something really great for the newsletter, an article he found on what doesn't work in corporate wellness. And the amazing thing is that the corporate fit challenge is everything different. What doesn't work in corporate wellness are things that just tell people they're unhealthy. What does work is accountability, getting people to want to make change together, accountability, getting people to care about the person next to them being healthier. And that's what works, and that's what our program is. So I love that he submitted that. And then we also had Angie Amador in the Chicago area on her second Corporate Fit Challenge working with schools, and she submitted an article as well. So we've got a lot of action happening around the country. I'm anxious to unmute the lines and hear from you guys. If you need to disconnect, you can now, although we just have 30 minutes to hear from each other, which is always fun. So if you can stay on the line, we will spend the next 30 minutes doing a roundtable, hearing from people on the line, and then you'll be off and running with the rest of your Friday. So let me get you back on. Hello, hello. All right.
Hi, Trina.
Was that some good information for people?
Yeah, it was great.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Sometimes it's funny to talk to a muted line. I can't see anybody, so I'm just kind of looking out my window, wondering. I'm like, I wonder what they're doing right now. So I heard a trick once that you're supposed to look in a mirror to make yourself smile if you're uncomfortable. I kept like walking by my mirror, smiling at myself, walking away. So I got distracted because I don't like my hair today. So, anyway, back to business, people. Back to business. Hey, we had about 20 people on the line, and some people disconnected, and I think we're back to about 14 right now. So let me quickly go through. Here's how I do the roundtable. I'm going to call out your area code because that's what I can see on my computer. I'm going to ask your area, or I'm going to give you your area code. I want you to introduce yourself, and then if you have a question or a comment or an update, you've got a couple minutes to share. So who is in the 443 area code?
Hi, this is Meg Oster. I'm in the 443 area code. I'm living in Baltimore, Maryland, and we are just kind of getting our feet in the water. We're just getting started, and I'm excited to learn more about Corporate Fit Challenge.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
My name is Meg, M-E-G.
Yes. Yes, I remember now, Meg. Okay, excellent. So you're just starting to get your feet wet. Did you enjoy the call today?
I did. And we reviewed the information on the DVD. So we're just kind of learning as we go at this point, but I'm excited to be a part of the conference call.
Awesome. Well, thanks for dialing in, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Who is in the 979?
That's me, Trina. Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. I'm going to stay on the line when we're done and talk to you today. Do you want to tell them what you're up to?
Yeah, oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you. Yes, my name is Sharon Johnson. I have a personal training business in College Station, Texas, but I'm actually transitioning out of the brick-and-mortar facility, and so I'm really laser-focused on the Corporate Fit Challenge, and I have my first presentation today with a contact that I got from a friend. It's the city of Bryan, which is connected to College Station. You can actually have 1 foot in College Station and 1 in Bryan. And they're looking for some corporate wellness programs for tons of city employees, different departments and things like that. So I'm so excited to go in and tell her about it. And this call was awesome, Trina.
Oh, great.
Keeping it simple. You know me, I tend to overthink, and I am one of those, I want the workout to be the absolute perfect thing, and so I'm really getting over that. And I did watch Doug's video. That was great.
Isn't that funny?
So good.
Good. Yeah. I'm so glad this was helpful, Sharon, and I'll stick on the phone to help you afterward as well.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Cool. And who's in the 206 area code, 206?
Hi, this is Dylan Kreider.
Hi, Dylan. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's your update?
Well, I'm pursuing the BFC with nurses at the University of Washington. And so right now I just finished up some research, and so I have to put my materials together. I can't actually go in and do presentations, so I have to mail and put posters and postcards together to all of the nurses on all, or nurse managers on all the different floors for all the different units, da-da-da-da-da-da. But I have an insider there, so she's totally helping me work on the whole thing, and so we have a plan to be able to reach these people, and I'm just going to set up dates for presentations so that people can hopefully just come to me, and so that's what I'm pursuing right now.
Dylan, that's huge. I'd really encourage you to connect with Danielle in our group. She is in San Diego, and she is an OB nurse who also does the corporate fit, and she's done it successfully and wasn't able to get in and talk to everybody about it, but was, you know, did similar things and put flyers around. Danielle, are you on by any chance? No. She always listens. If you want to shoot something out to the listserv, Dylan, and specifically ask Danielle for her input, you could say, hey, what would be the best thing to put on the flyer? I know you already have an inside contact. But if you wanted somebody who's worked with other nurses,
she's already done it.
And I think what she said worked the best for her was always just saying, you know, they have busy schedules, unhealthy habits at work, and she just said, it's going to be a lot easier if we make this change together. And no matter what your schedule, no matter what, you know, your department is like, I can help you. So, you know, whether they work midnights and, you know, she still was able to help people find time for exercise, to pack lunches or dinners. Or, anyway, so connect with Danielle if you think about it. But we're really anxious to hear how that goes. That's at the University of Washington Hospital. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she also, like, has connections to two other, well, there's, you know, a few hospitals around here. So there's a couple others. And then I thought also about hitting up some of the smaller, like, drop-in clinics that some of the hospitals run, the neighborhood clinics, too. Mm-hmm. But this will be the first round. We'll be to test in there and see what happens. And
awesome. Dylan, also, last thing, on our YouTube site, we have videos of, we've worked with our cancer center, we worked with the ER nurses, and I'm sure I've got video clips up there working with them.
I put the ER nurses on my website.
Oh, yay! You're so on top.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop coaching.
So I would have something there so they could, if they go there, they can see it, you know.
Oh,
perfect. Look, that is there just like me.
Okay, you're so smart. Oh, my gosh, you don't need me. Okay, keep us posted. Please shoot some updates out on the listserv so we know how it goes, all right?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Who's in the 520 area code?
Hi, Trina, that's Vera. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Vera. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Great. How's it going so far?
Well, I haven't really done anything. You were speaking right to me, paralysis by overanalysis. Guilty. And that's been like a problem my whole life, but dang it, I'm going to stop that evil behavior and go out and do this.
Okay. I'm going to hook you up with my buddy Sharon, and I'm going to make you guys accountability buddies. So Sharon, on the line, you are going to be an accountability buddy with Vera Knight. I will even connect you guys
on
Facebook.
That sounds awesome.
Good. All right? Because I think if you need to just meet and connect and see each other's, like, check out each other's Facebook pages, and I think you'd see you have some stuff in common. And go ahead.
Is Sharon still just speaking with the brick-and-mortar personal training studio?
Yes. Right.
Yes. I would love to transition out of my brick-and-mortar studio also. So, yes, Sharon, please, let's connect.
Oh, awesome. I would love that.
Great.
Okay, so I'll make sure that you guys find each other on our Facebook page, on the Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track Facebook page, and then you're also on the Google list, so you can write to each other there. But I do think the Paralysis by Analysis crew needs to hold each other accountable.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's fair. I'll take
love
it.
Love it. Okay. Who's in the 240 area code? We only have a few people left. 240.
Hey, Trina. It's Jean and Mary.
Yeah, Jean. How are you? Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you today?
Great. How did you like that newsletter article?
I loved it.
Great.
Actually, I wanted to offer, I think it was Meg who was in Baltimore.
Yep. Meg?
I'm only 45 minutes from her if she ever wants to network.
Oh, okay. So, Meg, are you still on the line?
Yeah, terrific. No, that's great to hear.
I'm actually in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, cool. Good. Yeah, so I work at the MAC, and I'm at the downtown in Baltimore location. So, yeah, definitely.
Actually, things are going well. Mary is a couple things that we've done. We have a meeting set up next week with our local community college.
Ooh, nice.
We have right now anywhere from 15 to 17 people that will be at our meeting next week, and we've identified April 11th as the start date.
Excellent. And these are college employees?
Yeah, they're all at the local community college, you know, all in the various different departments, which obviously, you know, another challenging part of the FIT challenge, you know, doing it's not a huge campus, but obviously you get the part where not everybody's in the same building, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then when you get spouses and friends involved and they're not working with them, it takes a little bit of extra, you know, male coaching to make people feel connected.
They're very excited. A lot of them are very excited about doing something like this. So we're looking for, to get them started on April 11th.
That's awesome. Dean and Mary, keep us posted on the listserv and tell us how the kickoff goes. Mary, how did you get in the door with this group?
How did you get in the door?
We have a we have a mutual friend, Jane, who's done boot challenges with Dean and I. So she works there and passed the word out on their media board, and it's just taken off.
Oh, I didn't even know it, and I just wanted to ask. But yes, it's a mutual friend. It's not a presentation to the board of directors, correct?
Yes.
Love it. Thank you for verifying for me. Awesome. All right, keep us posted on how the community college one goes.
One other thing that we've done that seemed to work really well, kind of going back to your, finding your raving fan.
Right.
We took the little goodie bags with the flyers on it and made a whole bunch of them and took them to all my boot camps.
Oh, you did. So goodie bags with some snacks and some applications or flyers, and you took them out to all your boot camps.
I took them to every one of my boot camps, and I've gotten probably at least four contacts out of that.
And you know, those of you on the line, go ahead.
Including our local Frederick news post as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Working with the media, that'd be the third one in our group.
Yeah.
Is that a daily newspaper?
Yeah, it's the large newspaper in our county.
So you're following up with them?
Yeah, again, mutual person that's been doing my boot camps for a while forwarded on to their company.
So because people are going to email the listserv in 5 seconds and they're going to say, hey, Gene, what did you put in your goodie bag? People always ask that. What did you, you know,
okay.
What did you get from here?
It's best good. When it comes to manuals and things like that, manuals, in the blue cabinet, not so much, you look down, there's a cabinet.
Oh, that's quite a bit of feedback on the line there. Dean and Mary, what did you guys put in your goodie bags?
The only thing that we put in them, keep it pretty simple again, a little 8-ounce bottle of water with the almond and cream mix. And then in the little snack bag, I put my 6 simple healthy tips on the snack bag.
Nice.
And then of course we put it just in a regular brown paper bag. It's kind of our theme. It's back to basics, brown paper bag in it.
Nice.
And then we just put an orange flyer on top of it, stapled it on it.
Yeah. Okay. You guys, so those of you still on the line, listen, this is such an easy marketing tool, and it has worked for me over and over and over. I've put pictures of it up on the Corporate Fit Challenge Facebook page. You can see our bags. Doug just did this in Wisconsin. Dean and Mary just did this in Maryland. It is so simple. They're just brown paper bag, snack bags. She put in Ziplocs of healthy snacks with healthy tips on them, an 8-ounce bottle of water, and a flyer about the Corporate Fit. Keep the flyer simple. Something like, in your pile of papers, here's your decision to make today. Want to change your life in the next 6 weeks? Here's your answer. Keep it really simple. Put a start date and a contact number on there. or you know, next open start date, April 11th. I think putting that on flyers creates a little sense of urgency. So, Gene and Mary, I'm so glad that worked for you, and I'm glad you got four new contacts out of it. You could drop off 50 bags, and if you get three contacts, that could be three huge groups, and those three huge groups will lead to 10 more groups. It's just getting started somewhere. So, great momentum out of Maryland. Nice job, you guys. We're going to feature you in the next one on how it goes at the community college or at the newspaper or something. All right, cool. We just have a couple people left on the line. Who's in the 410 area code?
That's me, Tim Rohde. I'm also with the MAC. I'm on the same team with Meg. And,
hi.
I saw both your presentations at the IRSA convention. You were fabulous. Nice job.
Hey, Tim. Awesome. Thanks for making my day.
I wanted to say thanks for getting that corporate talent out to us, and we did have a chance to pull our people together and take a look at it. We're going to want to schedule our coaching call with you as soon as we can. One thing I do think now is that we've got probably 60 trainers between our three facilities, and in the next few weeks as we get our version of the Corporate Fitness Challenge going, we're going to need to approach them about being coaches through the six-week period.
Yep.
And you know, they're varying levels of experience, and mostly, you know, make a fairly decent income. They sell their time at about $75 an hour.
Yep.
You say on the call today that you offer to split the fee with them. I was wondering if you could help us a little with that. If that's not appropriate for this call, we can do it offline. But what, how much time should a trainer plan to spend with their group over the 6 weeks, and how would you go about convincing them for that?
Yeah, no, those are a great question. I'll answer it briefly on this call, and then when we do your coaching call, we can talk more about that. In fact, we could, Tim, consider, and Meg, doing part of the coaching call just with the two of you, and then I've also done a coaching call with the whole team before. So if you want to get a group of six or eight trainers who you think are going to be kicking this off with you, or 10 or whatever, they can just jump on speakerphone with me, and we can talk through how it works. But the payment part of it is pretty easy, and it really doesn't take convincing. And I'm telling you, I have trainers who I don't have coaching the Corporate Challenge, who I'm not sure were the right fit for it, who really want to do it. And they don't make as much in the Corporate Fit Challenge as they do personal training. But it's just something different to do, and if they deliver a good, if they deliver over 6 weeks, they're guaranteed to feed themselves clients. So the way you might want to do it is maybe your cost is $199 a person, based on, you know, being at the MAC in Maryland. Maybe $199 is going to be a better price for you guys, and you split it. How much time do they spend with any one person? They see their group, say they're coaching five people. Let's say you're going to work with a bank of 20 people. You're going to break that group into four teams of five. Each trainer is going to take five people. They see that group of five just three times total over 6 weeks, weeks one, three, and five. They can see them individually, or they can see them in groups of two, or they can see them in a full group of five, depending on what you think is going to work best in their schedule. Obviously, the best approach is to do a one-on-one meeting with every person on their team, and that takes an hour. And then two follow-up meetings are 30 minutes each. So you can do the numbers there and figure out, okay, well, if they met with the whole group at once and it only took an hour, that's 1 hour, and then two 30-minute follow-up calls or meetings, that's 2 hours total over 6 weeks, plus some email coaching in between. Email coaching meaning like, hey, they're on their BlackBerry at a stoplight. Not kidding, not at a stoplight. They're just shooting out an email to their team. Those take 5 minutes here and there. And those should be on a regular basis every few days. All right. Now, that's on the low end. On the high end, if you want to over-deliver to people, you're going to have your trainers meet with their teammates individually 1 hour each. So that'd be 5 hours.
Hey, Rosemary.
That'd be 5 hours in that first week. And that'll be 2.5 hours in week three.
I bet we're doing 5 minutes.
And 2.5 hours in week five. All right. So you and Meg can sit down and look at, all right, well, let's say we want to tell people that we're going to be asking them for a total of 8 hours or 6 hours over the course of 6 weeks. You know, to get paid $100 isn't huge, but the workload is spread out, and you're handing them warm leads. The group workouts, just to clarify, those group workouts that we do once a week, I pay separately for those. That's not included in their coaching fee because I don't require them to do every one. So if they come separate, if they come on a Sunday and help me lead a group workout, run a station for me, they make $20 to do that, just kind of a normal group X instructor rate of $20 or $25, all right? So they can make additional money coaching if they want to. Keep in mind, trainers that you're working with or at your facility, if they're involved in small group training, this is perfect feeder system for small group training. If they work with 5 or 6 people over the course of 6 weeks, guaranteed if they do a good job, they're going to retain them as small group training clients. So it's not so much selling it to them, it's just, I guess, putting out the opportunity, and those who you think would be a good fit are going to, I believe, see the value in it.
Right, very good. That answers a lot of the questions.
Good. Okay, and we can do more of that on your call. And just as a reminder, those of you on the call who have not done your one-on-one call with me, you schedule those through Kelly@bayathleticclub.com, or just call the club and ask for Kelly. She schedules all those for me. I know I have one, I think, with Marie next week. I've got a bunch of them coming up. So if you haven't scheduled that yet, go ahead and contact Kelly, and she'll get that going for you. She's pretty efficient, so we get those in as soon as we can. Okay, we only have one more person on. I know I heard Marie. Are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Yay, how's it going?
Good, it's good, it's good. I'm really excited to do that. I'm making all my lists and making all the notes, and I'm looking forward to speaking to you next week. And so we have a list of corporations that we're going to tackle and people that are in-house that we're going to work with.
Marie, can you introduce yourself to people and let them know where you are?
Oh, sorry. This is Marie Piazza. I live in St. Lucia in the Caribbean. And I own a health club, Sportivo Fitness, and we're online, sportivostlucia.com. And I'm also have a coaching business that I'm going to be expanding, and the corporate fitness will be my next project, which I'm very excited to do because I really see that it can make a difference in a lot of people that need that difference, and I love that I can reach some people who I'm not reaching right now. They don't have to be members of my club, but I'm giving them the tools to get healthy, because people meet me every day in the supermarket, different places, and they want to do something, but they don't really get to the club all the time. So that's a good way to get in touch with them.
Oh, Marie, you so get it.
I do.
People who just get it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it because it's one of the things that I've wanted to do for a while, but it's, and I was thinking, how can I do this so it's not intimidating for people? And everybody that I've talked to about it, they said it's great, so I'm going for it.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you, Marie. It is a great fit, and for those of us who own facilities or run facilities, I'm telling you, it is the easiest way to get people in your doors. You're not asking them to sign a contract. You're not asking them to commit just anything more than 6 weeks, and you over-deliver in those 6 weeks, and you create raving fans, and raving fans for your business more than anything else.
What I really like about it is that it's really structured, and it's very strategic, but it's very fun and open. It's no pressure on the trainers or the people who are going to join in. So the whole point is to have some fun and make them have a good impression of getting fit and healthy instead of a stressed-out impression, and I like that. Last year we did a corporate fitness program with a big phone company, Digicel, and we had 51 people. And we did this over 6 weeks, and it worked out really well. I wish I had had the corporate fitness program with me at the time, but we're going to go back to them again. We kept 10 of those people from that group, and some people did drop out, but the company actually paid for everything, and they want to do something again. But I think this time we'll be doing smaller groups, and they can do lots of things in-house. For some of the people that fell by the wayside, that's like a really less intimidating for them. So I'm happy to do that again, and this big company will launch me into other companies, which is good.
Oh, Marie, I love it. You're going to absolutely crush this. I cannot wait to hear about it and to see it myself.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of you. I'm sorry, we have one other person. We'll finish off with this perfectly on time.
And Tricia, I have to go because I have a client right now.
No problem. Thanks for being on. We're finishing up right now. The person somebody in the 510.
Yeah, that's me, Trina. It's Jen Sobel.
Hi, Jen. You're back on. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What kind of update do you want to share?
Well, I actually have some really big news to share, which is that I'm going to be opening up my own studio. So,
whoa!
Yeah, so I'm in the process of looking for space right now. And one of part of the reason, a big part of wanting to do this, is that I'm really committed to a lot of these corporate fitness challenges going, and I really need a place to service these people and offer them a wide range of services to keep them as clients. Because I was working at Gold's before, and I'm just about phased out there now.
Jennifer, that's amazing. I know that the corporate fit can be a business, a solid, solid business model, especially for an independent trainer, but really for any business. It can be your feeder system. It can be you can map out your entire year of revenue. By
yeah.
just, I mean, so if it makes sense for you to look into a facility where you can serve people and you're wanting to take that on, of course I'm willing to coach you through that. It would be an amazing journey this year. I'd be really excited for you.
Totally. Thanks, Trina. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's huge news. Really huge news. So, you guys, what a great group on the line today. I know there was 10 other people on that disconnected at the end of my presentation. Hopefully they didn't think it was cruddy, and maybe they just had to go. But and not everyone wants to share, and I get that part. But I'm glad that people dial in and hear the information. So I'll send out the call recording and encourage you again to check out your newsletter. We have a really active group right now, you guys, really active people. So please feel free to jump on that listserv more often. Just email corporatefitchallengefasttrack@googlegroups.com, and it goes out to everybody. Reminder that I have added many of you to the Corporate Fit Fast Track group on Facebook. If you're brand new to the challenge, I haven't added you yet, but that's also there as well for a resource. So anything else from anybody? Awesome call today, you guys. Right on the nose, 1 hour, good information, great shares, great energy from people. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Trina.
Yeah, thank you all. Talk to you soon.